In the Two Towers, J.R.R. Tolkien places these words in the mouth of Sam Gamgee as he is reflecting with Frodo. Sam says this, "The brave things in the old tales and songs, Mr. Frodo, adventures as I used to call them, I used to think that they were things the wonderful folk of the stories went out and looked for, because they wanted them, because they were exciting and life was a bit dull, a kind of sport, as you might say. But that's not the way of it with the tales that really mattered, or the ones that stay in the mind. Folks seem to have just been landed in them. Their paths were laid out that way, as you put it. But I expect they had lots of chances like us of turning back. Only they didn't. And if they had, we shouldn't know, because it'd have been forgotten. We hear about those as they just went on, and not all to a good end, mind you, at least not to what folks inside a story and not outside it call a good end. You know, coming home and finding things all right, though not quite the same, like old Mr. Bilbo. But those aren't always the best tales to hear, though they may be the best tales to get landed in. I wonder what sort of a tale we've fallen into."
Friends, it's Morgan and Sherry, and welcome back to another episode, a really special episode of the Become Good Soil podcast. In fact, Sherry, it's been over 14 years and 171 episodes of the Become Good Soil podcast that have brought us to this point. On January of 2025, it will mark 26 years of us partnering with John and Stacy in this beautiful, heroic, daunting, mysterious, and deeply saturated with God mission of Wild at Heart to see the recovery and the restoration of hearts of men and women all around the globe. It's been an honor, a joy, a privilege, an adventure of epic proportions. And we are on the eve of a new season in that mission, a transition and a new birth. And as we prayed alongside of John and Stacy of how to share this news with you and invite you in, we felt like it was the most authentic and honest and winsome way to let you in on this new birth. So sit back, relax, and engage with us in this conversation as part of our team.
We have some exciting ministry developments going on, and it's good to be together to share these things. No one is ill. We're not broke. Everything is okay. But when Aslan is on the move, you know, you need to pay attention to that. So I want to pray for our time and invite Jesus and the Holy Spirit here with us as we chat about these things.
Yes, Jesus.
And you, Papa, always you. So, Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Come and fill our hearts. While the heart and this mission and ministry are yours,
yes,
it is under the jurisdiction of the Lord Jesus. And so we are invoking your breath and glory into the building, into our work, into our hearts and lives, and into our sharing this morning, into our prayers. Breath and glory of a living God into each heart and soul and mind and strength. Our friends online, everyone here, and the mission that we are about. Come, Jesus, in your goodness. Amen. it's a kind of birth announcement. And with that awkward introduction, Morgan and Sherry, anything going on?
Well,
<Hello. laughs>
yeah. Moving towards empty nesting is still okay. Yeah, we had the joy, Joshua and I, to go to Iona before the intensive in the UK, and the westernmost edge of Scotland, this outpost in the sea. And just reminded of all those pictures on the wall and the story of St. Columba and that mythic reality that's just been the heartbeating of Wada Heart. This is one of our central stories since the beginning. And Joshua and I took time to go. So there's the monastery, and then there's this outpost from the monastery that it's an ancient wall that the sheep actually can't get in. So it's this perfect grass. And Joshua spent an hour just alone with God and had a magnificent time. And when I was there, I was reminded of the story of Wada Heart and St. Columba coming to re-evangelize Europe. And out of St. Columba and the Iona Monastery, all these other monasteries formed. And that was one piece of the big revelation there. And then the other piece, Joshua came back from the time. It's like, hey, how was it with God? And, you know, he's in his cap initiation year. He actually had pages of gratitude from God of the spiritual legacy given to him through John and Stacy, through us. And it was this idea of like a spiritual mom and dad. And he just read to me these pages of like understanding his lineage spiritually and the gift as he's becoming a man to see clearly, wow, like I'm grateful for how you guys have been mothered and fathered and expect. And the other piece with that is we realized we believe we're part of this global movement mission. In January, it'll be 26 years. And we sense that we are birthing a monastery out of this monastery. So there's a transition coming for Sherry and I next year. And we are going to turn our energy towards focusing on the leaders for this mission as our primary energy. And the hope is there'll be some sort of transition, commissioning, and we'll be being sent to essentially give most of our time to fewer people and serve those leaders, a lot of emphasis on couples and marriages that are leading other outposts in this global mission around the world. So Sherry and I have had beautiful conversations with John and Stacy throughout the summer, and there's lots of emotion and there's grief because it is transitioning. And also there's a lot of hope that it just feels time. And what we've noticed emerging is John and Stacy have a unique anointing on the globe in this hour to bring this gospel to men. And Wild at Heart is the primary vehicle to do that. And there is no team like this team to do that. And we've had the privilege of serving as part of that team for a lot of years. And we want to be ambassadors ongoing for this, but it's going to be a shift from inside to, I think I'd say, alongside. And we don't know a lot of details at all, because it's very new, and we wanted to do it all relationally, love, and over time. So John stays, and Sherry and I have had some beautiful prayer time of just agreeing with what God's doing and staying curious to that and exploring it together. But there's a lot of unknown. It will be a formal transition next year. And we just sense that with there's not a hurry. Like, we've got a lot of beautiful things we're doing this fall, and our hearts are as committed as ever in this mission. And just excited about the docuseries and fires and championing our disciples out there and taking the mission to 1,000 guys and for Wild Heart in Kona in December. And then spring will be more of a emphasis on transitioning to what's next for us. So we wanted you guys to be among the first to share, because it's all been confidential. We've not shared it, just with a few to pray. And thank you for those that have prayed, because it's deep and it's unknown. But we want you to know and to be a part of the process for what's ahead. So that's a snapshot. John, Stace, Sherry, more to add?
Yeah, we've been walking through this with Morgan and Sherry for many months now, listening, pondering, Jesus, what are you up to? And there are mixed emotions around this. Sadness, sense of loss, gratitude, love. But when Jesus is moving, you can feel it. There's also the unction of the presence of God. This is how Wild at Heart was born, with Stacy and I choosing to do something kind of crazy and unknown to us, really, but stepping out. And as we have watched Morgan and Sherry over time, just clearly the maturity that you have come into as disciples of Jesus, the maturity in your marriage, and really the maturity in your calling, that there was an inevitability for you to do this. And to, you know, we're going to birth a monastery out of this monastery with a focus on the few and leaders and discipleship and long-term, you know, involvement. And this is Christendom. This is how it goes. You know, Iona birthed Lindisfarne, which was the most influential monastery in England. And then Lindisfarne birthed a bunch of monasteries over into Europe. And so this is part of our sort of DNA and legacy, even as a ministry. We feel very connected to the Celtic Christian movement and how they did that. Parts of Stace and I are like, really? Can't we just wedge this in? And then Jesus saying, no. Like, if we have a core value at this ministry, you must follow. Go. You must. In all things. And you followed God to be here, and that's why you can thrive here. And if God tells you to do something, you have to do it. You have to follow God. That's the only safe place in the world, the only place of joy. So the maturing of your calling, the maturity of your own character, the maturing of your marriage, all of that, this feels very inevitable in a good way. And so Stace and I, with mixed feelings, we bless it. And again, there's no acrimony, there's no relational fallout, nobody has had a moral issue. And part of getting this out early is to avoid all speculation, particularly among the next circle of allies. Nobody knows this yet. We'll figure out how to let folks know and kind of growing circles of intimacy, right, to the ministry. We just want every ally especially to know most ministries don't do this well. And we want to do it really well and live. This is who we are and live our core beliefs and leave no room for speculation. So, Iona births Lindisfarne, and Lindisfarne births a bunch of other monasteries. That's what we're doing. So that's why we're seeing it as a birth announcement here. Lots of things to figure out going forward. Share, Stace, anything that...
Yeah, I think right now I just would want everybody to take some deep breaths. That's really big.
Yes.
It's really big. And so just honestly, inside of your own, just just to take that in and let the questions rise. And and this is good. This is, I wish I was there, but this says living room. This is a family room. And I really love being a part of this family. So yes, with hope and blessing and standing against every attempt of the enemy to accuse with loss, like no. Mm-hmm. Multiplication is what's happening. Yeah. And I don't like change. I think that's pretty clear. But in this moment to just, Jesus, you reign. And to end this pause, to let your questions rise, because this is a chance to talk and share and react together, because we love you guys so much.
Yeah, this is an opportunity for conversation. We're not just dropping this announcement and saying, okay, go back to your office.
I think I'd like to just say to my women's team is that my heart for you is eternal, and that is not changing. And this idea of multiplication, and I you have my sword and shield, and I need yours too. And so I just want you to know that I so in for your lives and your hearts. And part of our calling, we believe, is to serve kings and queens. Mm-hmm. And you all are kings and queens. And so our heart is to serve, continue to serve you, to serve our brothers and sisters. And so I just want you to know I'm not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I pray for you all.
One of the things that we've talked about over these months is the preservation of relationship. It's no relational severing. We're in relationship with one another, and that remains. But it's obviously a very big announcement. Can we just kind of go, whoa. Yeah, big announcement. And thoughts, questions, gut level reactions.
I think my reaction is I was surprised. But I'm not surprised. And just the grief. I mean, Morgan, how many missions have we been on together? Oh my gosh. I mean, I could just weep. All the moments. Yeah. Going back for a quarter of a century.
Lots of miles. A lot of miles for the women's team. A lot of miles.
But to borrow your line from All Things New, we get it back. We get all those moments back in the kingdom.
Yeah.
But emotional, but so with you. Love you, respect you.
Yeah.
Words are hard now.
More Sherry, I obviously have a little bit of time to process this. And I'm really proud of you guys. Like, you're one of my best friends and have been for decades now. And to see the call that God has on your life, on you as a couple, and on you, Sherry, as much as this sucks, I also see God's fingerprints all over it. And I'm really excited for what God has in store for you, and for the freedom and the space that this gives you as a couple to pursue everything that God has, that, like you said, is alongside what we do here. And John and Stace, I'm also excited for you guys. Like that, it's clear that like the best is yet to come, both for Wild at Heart and for Become Good Soil. And I'm honored for the part that I get to play in that. So I'm excited to see what God has in store for this mission, for what you're doing, and for how God has us work together in the coming years. Because like I said, this is like these are deep friendships and relationships. It's just a change in organizational structure. I'm very, Alex and I found out after we were not part of these conversations until, Joe and Stacey and Norman and Sherry had landed where they've landed. I'm really proud of how the four of you as friends and as co-workers and as leaders of this ministry have worked together in this. This is being done very honorably.
Good. Yes, this emerged. One of the themes that I noticed, you have the C.S. Lewis Institute of Dallas Willard School of Kingdom Living, Francis Schaeffer, LaBrie, like, there are these organizations that God anoints to perpetuate an anointed message for generations to follow. And I think the clarity was, wow, like, John and Stacy deserve that, because this is one of those. And I was doing an application or a reference yesterday, one of our strategic allies in Australia applying for the School of Kingdom Living with Dallas Willard. But Dallas Willard is no more, but Becky, his daughter, is a dear friend, and they're going for it. And the idea is, like, this team is so extraordinary. It has been entrusted with something that is going to live beyond us. And it has an anointing to carry forth for generations. And that's not an unprecedented kingdom model. And so you have the LaBrie, or you have the, Lindisfarne and this monastic movement. And you also have this multi-generational reality of a mission. And we are truly deeply excited to see Wild at Heart fully released to champion that message. And it will outlive John and Stacy, as the School of Kingdom Living has, as C.S. Lewis has it. It's only expanding and multiplying, and it takes great hearts that are anointed to help carry that sort of message. And so it just feels like a loving honesty that I believe if we risk and lean into God, like, it's going to just fan the flames of what God's doing, like, rather than maybe a model of a different leadership for it, like a different message, right? It's like, no, this is going to, like, outlive all of us. And it needs the sort of remarkable people like you, and we get to be ambassadors alongside. So that this feels really peaceful to me, as that reference came in yesterday, just validating long after Dallas has gone to the kingdom.
And even as we anticipate Christ's near return, thinking of Lewis, he, as you guys probably remember, he says, what should we be doing when Christ is returning? He says, do the thing that you're called to do.
Yeah.
And so regardless of the timing of Christ's return, to your point, John, of it's, we have to do what God is saying, even if the Lord returns tomorrow.
Right.
We're called to be found faithful. And so I think that's what the hardest part is, the thought of not getting to be a part. And I feel like the Lord is really fighting for me to sit, to be a part of your lives. To be part of your lives. And I think the Lord is really fighting for me to assure my heart that that like you said, Bart, it's nothing is lost, and we get it all back. We credit it back. We get it all back, and there's the love and the siblinghood and kingdom and the fellowship of kings and queens. Is that is the thread that is absolutely that will endure utterly. And so that I can like sit up straight in my chair around that. So that's where we're at. Mm.
Yes. Any questions at this point? We don't have a lot of answers at this point, but questions are welcome. They really are. Or one-on-one. Yeah. You may want to drop in, call, come in, chat. Absolutely. Like, nothing's being hidden here. Okay? And we're not obscuring something. So questions are very welcome. Curiosity is very welcome. Good. Nothing to hide and nothing wrong.
I don't really have a question at this point. I'm sure I will, but just on a missional picture, the monastery birthing, monastery makes total sense, and see your message and what God's given you, and to see that have the freedom to walk in its own lane and the blossom in its own ministry or lane or whatever you decide to form it. We're proud of you. We're applauding. We're your biggest fans. On a personal level, it feels like it is really interesting. You mentioned Joshua. Obviously, you looks like sounds like feels like your kids are going away to college, and
yeah,
you want them to go,
right?
You know, and they want to go, and it's good, and the parents sometimes need them to go. But that's like on a personal level, launching our kids to college, this is amped up, you know, 100-fold.
Yes.
Yeah. So yes. It's, I'm not trying to diminish into like dropping Joshua off and he's 60 miles away and you're going to see him in his laundry, you know, pretty regularly, you know. So I'm not trying to, but on a personal level, it feels like that. Oh, it's good and it's good.
Yes.
It feels to me like, of course. Doesn't it feel like, of course, like this is so right, so good. I felt super excited for you guys to get to fully occupy your realm. Yeah, I feel excited for you. And also, just personally, seeing this done this way is healing me right now, Jesus, from ways this has happened to me. Not good. So thank you.
Good.
Thank you. And what's happening to Conrad?
I ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, I can't get rid of that phone.
Conrad was the first phone call I made.
Okay.
But Conrad's gifting, calling, future here is obvious to us. It's very clear. You're an incredibly valuable member of this team. And we see Conrad carrying right on with discipleship, fires, core, basic, allies, and actually some other stuff we want to put on the plate. Can we just name a couple of the elephants in the room? Nobody right now or in the near future is leaving also. So Conrad's job is secure. We like Conrad.
Yeah.
We
want him.
Kansas City.
Yeah. So there's no other like little tentacles to this.
Yeah.
There really actually aren't.
Yeah. Another piece too, like the sort of the meta timing of this in our lives. Sherry's in grad school and full time this semester, which is a double from past semesters. Big deal. And so we're becoming empty nesters. It's a jubilee year in my life, my 50th year, April 19th, is 30 years of walking with God. Since I gave my life to God, we become empty nesters. All of this converges. And I believe that we're in this, we've been in this transition season. Jesus has been showing us for a couple years, and we sense that there's a couple more years to go. We just didn't know about this a year ago, but it's a transitional season. So our sense is whatever God has for us, he'll show us in time, and it's not going to be quick. There's going to be some transition time of some resting and resetting and really receiving the gift of a bit of more quietness externally to hear from God, because we want to be at our posts for the next second half of life. And we feel this transition from first half of life to second half of life. And I know just enough to know, I'm not really sure what that means, but I know it's really significant. And it has a lot to do with serving those stewarding kingdoms. And that's all we know. So like May 29th, it's not like, ta-da, and here's this big thing we're launching. And it's just not that as well. There's no grand reveal. We're just taking the next step. And to your point, Michelle, it feels like in my walk with God, that's a huge risk to not have a plan, because the strategist in me is the part of me that has saved my life a lot without God, and he's overdeveloped. And what's been really beautiful is that strategist has been like my little buddy here, and I'm like, you're okay, and it's not your turn, and you don't get to yell or demand, and we're just going to do this. And he has some important things to share, but he's sort of in Christ in a new way. So I think it's just also important to say that of, we're open to your counsel. We're open to your prayers. We want to do this together. And it's part of the timeline was to be really kind and let relationship be at the center of it. And then next summer will hopefully be some rest and some, transition.
Launching Bread. And you guys in that springtime frame feels a little, hello.
What's that going to feel like?
Yes.
Around here.
Yes.
Question mark.
Yeah. Yes. All change feels like loss initially. You just have to name that. It just does to the human heart. And when you are in transition, you have more light behind you than you have ahead. That's also true. That's okay. Both of those things are okay. The soul just needs to kind of live in that a little bit and catch up. That's okay. It may take your souls a while to catch up with this. That's okay. That's humanity. Your humanity matters. God's tender with all that. And to have more light behind you than you do ahead, and that's okay. This is how Wild at Heart was born, guys. A moment just like this.
I want to just echo God's fingerprints all over this. And, we've had a long journey together, and it hasn't always been working together. So friendship long before being here together. So so looking forward to that again, right? Where friendship continues to be, it always has been, but will have that ability to be the primary thing.
Yeah.
That'll continue. And I deeply care about you both. And you've been in my prayers the last couple of years. I know I told you, Morgan, but I just want the team to hear this. I sensed something was coming, something was changing, and felt like God might be up to you guys launching. And so it wasn't a huge surprise, but like you said, John, all change feels like loss. And you know, it's so there are big pockets of sadness and grief in me. To think of all the missions and all the ways we've done this together, and that's changing. And at the same time, it's really, really good. And I feel God in it for you guys. I feel God in it for Wild at Heart, as we talked about, like this. I am so excited about what the next 10 years, 15 years has for John and Stacy and this mission. I think it's really, it's a really important time in history, is the way I'll put it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just have a sense from God.
Yeah.
You know, I think I told John this when Morgan talked to us, you know, if I was in John's shoes, the question I would have is, ooh, Alex and Morgan are really good friends. What's Alex going to do? And I told John, like, this is where I'm called. And I'm called for the long term and to see John and Stacy empowered to do their best work over this last quarter of their ministry, and then to help this organization, like Morgan was saying, launch into being what it will be beyond all of us. And so,
yeah,
my heart is super hopeful in that, and at the same time, sad that we won't be bunking up together on missions like we work, but it's the right time. It's the right time. I'm proud of you guys. This is really good.
There aren't many men I've slept with as much as Alex Burke. Put that on the wall.
You men that have been capable of it.
I can sleep for any noise.
Headphones and earplugs. That's the key.
Mark, I saw it from you. Just for me, you are a person who has the gift of making someone feel like the most important person in the room at all times. Like anytime you interact with people, it just seems like you have this, like, it's like you see them as God sees them, and you see their story, and you see the, like, you like have this way of just like knowing. I think it's truly like God ordains to know, to be able to see like where people are headed and kind of give them like perspective, like kingdom perspective in those moments. And I've been so appreciative of those moments I've had with you so far. And I'm looking forward to, like, obviously grieving the loss and the change, but also looking forward to the lives and people in the rooms who'll be in, and all these leaders that you'll be in the company of, and the impact that you're going to have on their lives. So I just want you to know that. And I guess from a question, or a question I was thinking about, is the Big Complete Soil podcast going to kind of come to a conclusion as part of this transition? And I guess maybe question mark on Big Complete Soil as a whole. Is it part of this, or is it something that's going to be in the past as you move into the next thing?
And I think all of that we have to sort out and discern and walk with God and talk as a team. So to be determined, not sure what that looks like. Yeah. But thank you. Thank you for your words, your heart. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a joy to see your life and watch you as father and husband and wrestle through all those beautiful moments of initiation. It's just, it strengthens me. I think one of the things I'm learning is every move of God is multi-generational, and the old guys need the young guys. And just how do we
get our peers to have the opportunity to become full-hearted spiritual moms and dads? And then how do they invest in the young guys? And then you turn to those people. So that idea of that multi-generational reciprocity is what I'm saying. It's like, there's so much reciprocity, and like to watch you with the kids, Danny, like just this like buoying for my heart as launching ours and thinking and hoping about being grandparents. So it's very
Oh, we've got a children there. You also like, you have like similar gifting. I haven't spent as much time with you, but I know that anytime you come, Mark, you come up in conversation, Sherry for Danny has been that person as well. So I like can only imagine the impact you're having in the women's ministry and for everyone that you are working with as well.
While Morgan's response was very gracious and open-handed around this question of content, and there will be a lot of figuring out to be done in the coming months, just to say it out loud, the default approach is that Become Good Soil is Morgan's intellectual property, and so the likely outcome is that whatever pieces of what we consider to be BGS that Morgan wants to take with him, he'll be allowed to, even if technically it was work done while working for us. I just don't want your gracious response to be interpreted as if there's confusion there. Like, we'll figure out the detail, but likely the things that live under BGS right now will become part of whatever Morgan's doing.
With blessing.
I'd like to.
Anybody else have an announcement? Go ahead, John.
Just wanted to briefly chime in to echo what so many have said, Morgan and John and Sherry and Stacy, the respect that I have for the way that this is being handled is, it's remarkable to see people who are so heavily anointed, having been able to operate in whatever degrees of harmony you've operated. I know that there's probably been all kinds of things of sorting out how to be in this together and being able to announce this in a way where it feels so so loving and kind and open is a real blessing to experience.
Conrad.
Yeah, I have so much to say. Best job I ever had working with you, man. So happy, so proud of you guys, so grateful. I was convinced that like my best experience with a leader, someone that I looked up to, was done in high school with Coach Jones, and you like completely obliterated it. And just love you both. You too, Sherry.
Thanks, Conrad.
Yeah. Thank you both.
You know, one of the pieces that feels important to name, part of why I think this can be done so holy and healthy as we've matured together, and that's because John and Stacy have given so much generous room for us to flounder and flourish as we were kids when we started here. I was an intern. It's a phone connected to the wall, returning calls for people who wanted counseling from John and Sacred Romance. I'd go to Kinko's and I'd copy the Sacred Romance book illegally to cover until they shut it down, like the machine shut down at one point. And we cut them out by hand, slide them 10 tapes, 5 and 5, and sell them in the back of my Explorer for $10.
I think it was $10 for 10 days.
Like set it up at Focus on the Family. People would come and
I was like, I've sold a lot of stuff in my life and nothing this legal and this beautiful. And you know, we were so young, but John Stace, you've been so, I think what I'm naming is like, what ministry do you know of anointed leaders that have made space for other people that have something that they're to bring forth and sort of figure that out without being threatened, and to be generous upon generosity. And 5 years ago, our marriage could have done this. And 5 years ago, I don't think we would have been in a place in just our walk with God, lacking integration in very particular places to be able to take the risks and be at peace. So the backbone is John and Stacy, and yes, your fidelity and your generosity and your risk taking. Like, you guys started with and continue to risk it all on God without a backup plan. And like that's just food for our souls. Mm-hmm. And that hasn't wavered since day one. And yes, we all have our unfinished places, but that, to follow the call of God on your lives, you've recovered something, and it's unstoppable. And that in some ways is like the greatest energy. Like, we must go. Mm. We must respond to being led.
Yes.
Because it's what you, like, you guys, you discipled us.
Yeah.
And, right? We can't do otherwise.
Yeah. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
Stacey, wish you were here. I'll give you a hug.
And you all helped raise this. So we are, you know, that we are because we are, because you are, because you are.
Mm.
Because you are. Mm. So we are because they were. So thank you. And I just want to say, to hear blessing from our spiritual parents, but from you, John, from you, Bart, from you, Bert, if you have fathered me. And this is not our goodbye, but I just can't let this morning close without just telling you that your words are so weighty. Your words are so weighty. Brad, your words are so weighty. Stacey, your words are so weighty. And so we are hoping we can move forward. We have been given beyond. We have been given lavishly.
Yeah. Yeah, this beautiful moment in the Outer Hebrides, where I found this chapel that was available, and you could go into is on the north part of the island. And so we go in, and it's very beautiful and still functioning. And I'm reading the history of this chapel, and it was Saint Molyu was his name. And he was a pal of Columba and came over with Columba, and then eventually launched this, left Iona and came up to the Hebrides and launched several chapels. Then he went to the mainland of Scotland and started a university. And I could feel the smile over you guys in that. You may not want to start a university, but it's like you want to teach, you want to lecture, you want to disciple, you want, like, it was so of God in that. Yeah,
it's interesting. Just to know timeline, part of our hearts in this was to invite you in early so that we can walk together. So this is just the beginning of conversation, as John said, one-on-one, anytime, question, concern, hope. Like, we have time, and this fall, Radhar is doing beautiful things, and we are fully locked in. And so I just wanted to bless you with, there is no rush in any of this, and even in very practical things, how it affects your world. Like, let's figure it out together and walk with God in it, and we have plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
So please let us know how we can support you in your role in this mission on go.
And the one thing I noticed is just your heart, you're all in.
Absolutely.
For your wild at heart and for what as am I. So just like you're not for this universe, like you're not going to.
No. No. I mean, that was why we wanted the longest time possible.
Morgan, I think about the impact that this decision will have in the kingdom as you've seen your calling, you both to influence and disciple the influencers of the world. And I think there's the leverage in that is incalculable. And the calling seems so right at the end of the age here with time so short.
Yeah.
That I think of a few of the people that will be catapulted into influencing and bringing the kingdom into places it never would have gone without this decision right here.
Yeah,
that's right.
Thanks, Bart.
That's just exciting. Yeah, it just sends chills up my back.
That's good.
As I think of this.
Yeah, that's good.
So right now, this is the circle who know, along with some close friends, Morgan and Sherry. We're going to figure out how to open that circle over time in ways that are healthy and good. But we don't know that either right now. We're not going to get on the podcast tomorrow, but we will eventually, Stace and I will interview Morgan and Sherry on the podcast and talk about Iona and Lindisfarne and birthing monastery. Like, that's all very natural and very good, and a good way to let the largest circle know. But that's out ahead a bit. There's concentric circles of intimacy here, and we'll kind of figure out how to do that well. Again, just no speculation. Yeah, as we go out.
John, to add to that, I think this would probably go without saying, but keeping it in this circle.
Yes.
But also, I think we would say your spouses.
Oh, heavens, yes.
Please feel free to
have
that conversation and bring them into the circle.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. If you enjoy wildness, you will enjoy God very much. If your soul needs some conditioning to wildness, his presence is also very helpful for that. He's good at both.
So good.
Right? He's good at consolation and solace and care. And he's also good at this, calling us all out. And so we bless it. Like, we bless it. And we don't fight the wildness of God and the wildness of his kingdom. And we say, okay, buckle up. Sure, Papa, here we go. Okay. All right, let me lead us in some prayer. John's right. Father, we do bless and admire and honor Morgan and Sherry's courage. We bless it. We honor it. And we bless and honor their yes to you. We bless it. And we can't fight the move of God. We don't want to. We want to bless it and go with it and say, lead us. Lead us. There's a lot to get sorted through, Lord. Our lives are deeply intertwined in this work. So show us the gentle path. Show us the healthy way. Show us how to sort this, that, and the other thing out with wisdom and generosity and blessing, Lord. So we just announce together, we bless this. We bless the birthing of another monastic movement out of this one. We bless that.
Yes, God.
Nothing to fear. Absolutely nothing to fear. We bless them. We bless Morgan and Sherry. Bless their family. Bless their walk with you as you bring further clarity. Show us the concentric circles. How do we begin to let our world know? How do we do that in beautiful and healthy ways? Show us the timing of things as we go into the fall. Show us the way. Show us the path. God, show us the path. But we call this good. We call this good. And we love you, Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit. We love you. We're yours. We're in everything you have for us. And so we want to pray, would you come into all interpretation, Holy Spirit? Would you come in? We just declare that this movement of God is the jurisdiction of the Lord Jesus. And therefore, all figuring it out, all announcements, all interpretation of it is also the jurisdiction of the Lord Jesus and of the Holy Spirit. So come into that as well. As the allies begin to know, as the world begins to know, come into the interpretation and guide that as well. Jesus, we pray the breath of God and the glory of God over Morgan and Sherry, over their family, over their listening to you, the plants, and the breath of God and the glory of God into this wild at heart and into the way we figure all this out going forward. In Jesus' name. Amen.
And Father, could you catch our hearts in this as well? Just pray for each member of this team. We have a deep and long history together. And so, Father, I pray that you would catch each of our hearts, that you would give each of us, send your angels to minister exactly what we need in this season. In Jesus' name.
Yeah, that's good. Amen.
Friends, I noticed that the recollection of that meeting stirs deep emotion in me again in this moment. And if you're still listening, thank you. Thank you so much. And you are among the few that Morgan and I are seeking to serve. If you check out on becomegoodsoil.com, our clarified vision is that we serve the few to reach the many. So thank you so much for being a part of our few and being those whom Morgan and I long to serve well.
As we shared in the conversation, this is emerging and we don't have entire clarity on what's next, but we're taking it one step at a time. A few things have come into more focus since the time of that conversation, and one is our discernment is that becomegoodsoil.com will transition out of Wild at Heart, and it is becoming its own standing entity, a 501c3 nonprofit. And so for now, Sherry and I, our desire is simply to be present to our staff and to our current mission and to live with integrity and relational care. And so our focus is fully in Wild at Heart, but in the months to come, we'll begin transitioning. So whenever you're listening to this podcast, know that in time, you'll be able to find us and more at becomegoodsoil.com. So friends, thank you. Thank you for your friendship. Thank you for your continued consent to your own path and process of initiation to become a wholehearted human being. Our hope is that we would be a place that continues to help people thrive in their human flourishing. And we believe that our salvation, our restoration, and our transformation never happens in isolation. And so with that in mind, we look forward with deep anticipation to walking with you in the days and the months and the years to come. We look forward to being back together on another episode of the Become Good Soil podcast. Bless you, friends.